Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week, Olivia Ball, a wrestler at Lancaster High School. Congratulations, Olivia, on winning last week's Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
So you had a big weekend at Bi-State Classic, the Women's Showcase. You were able to participate in that over New Year's weekend, going 3-0 in all your matches, and all of them in convincing fashion, getting a fall in every single match. Did you expect to have such a big weekend when you headed up there?
No, I did not expect I was going to have as good as a weekend as I did, but I did go into it with like a good mindset instead of being nervous, and I just had fun.
As I mentioned, and why you were recognized for this award is the great weekend you did have there, all three matches by fall, including one that came in under a minute. Did you feel, as you headed out to the mat for that one that ended in under a minute, that this was going to be some pretty quick work for you?
Well, actually, I was a little intimidated by the girl. I'm not going to lie. Just like the way she looked, she was like, oh, this might be a challenging match. But I don't know, when we like the whistle went off, I was like, oh, wait, I think I got this one. So
what was the move you went with to get the fall?
I just snapped down, and then I just got my two, and then I went into a crossface cradle.
Nice. Is that your go-to kind of move, or do you kind of switch it around depending on what's going on?
Usually I do that, or I just do the standing cradle.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So we've had this Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week award here for the last few weeks, and we've been increasing the number of votes that we've been getting, a lot of people participating. But something happened last week when your name was on the poll. The Lancaster Community Schools page shared it on Facebook, and my email blew up like it hasn't blown up before like that ever. Outpouring support from the community. Over 1,500 votes came in with your name on it consistently all throughout all hours of the night. I was getting emails waking me up at 2:30 in the morning, 3 in the morning, votes coming in for your name. We had over 1,700 votes on the poll, the most we've ever had, and a ton of them came in for you. What did it feel like for the community? They rallied around you. They were making graphics, sharing it on Facebook. How did that feel?
I was definitely really thankful for my community. They were super supportive, and I think my coaching staff and my friends and just my wrestling team in general really did help with that.
Yeah, it was insane. It was we were talking at the station here, and one of the guys mentioned, hey, I think Lancaster just shared, you know, the poll. And within a matter of minutes, there were votes pouring in for you, and it didn't stop all day. We had to close the poll at Thursday afternoon, but I felt like if we would have kept it open, who knows, it could be well over 5,000 by now, the amount of people that were just, they were trying to get you to win this award, and very deserving of the great weekend you had there at Bi-State.
Yeah, I am super thankful for all of them.
Awesome. Olivia, thank you for joining us here. Congratulations once again, the Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week. Good luck the rest of this freshman campaign for you. Hopefully we see you back on the poll later this year and in the future years to come.
Thank you.